Originally, the building was dubbed a health sciences center, which opponents argue would make more sense downtown, close to the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, and not in Amherst, where it's currently slated to go. The county is on the hook for more than $7 million toward its construction. The problem is, there's nothing conclusive now saying what will go into the building. So, before the county delivers the money, officials have asked ECC to prepare a report detailing the building's particulars. Deputy County Executive Richard Toby says at this point, he's not sure where the building will end up.
I think the study will help us with that. There's an argument in the community now that if the building is going to be used for health science, as was at one time proposed, maybe it ought to be downtown. If it's being used for a different purpose, then there's a question as to what's the best location to suit that purpose.
Toby says the study could take a year to finish. That's welcome news to Greg Conley, who, as a part of Young Citizens for ECC, has argued that current plans would perpetuate suburban sprawl and would prevent students without vehicles from easily accessing the building's programs.
There is a demand for people to learn in the city. They can't even truly start the project until they have all the funds, which they do not have. We came to the realization that this is still nowhere near completion.
In other words, that buys time for opponents to continue to make their case. The taxpayer-funded project makes more sense downtown. For WBFO and AM 970 News, I'm Daniel Robison.